Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We are calling on pastors all over the country to issue a declaration of dependence, declaring our dependence upon God and His Word. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BobWire.com. Matt, we have recently participated in Independence Day, celebrating America, and we now are calling upon pastors across this country to issue what we call a declaration of dependence. In fact, Pastor Jim Garlow in California actually is an example of what we're talking about. In church, he held up the 5-4 opinion from the Supreme Court regarding marriage in one hand, while he held up the Bible in the other hand. And he compared the two between one and the other, the authority of one over the other. And he ultimately then dropped the 5-4 opinion on the floor, stood on it while he held up his Bible, and declared his dependence upon God and on God's Word. And that is a bold pastor who I think set an example. We need to declare our dependence upon God, not on any civil government authority, certainly not on five individuals who shake their fist in the face of God and pretend to be able to undermine the natural created order of marriage. So we're calling on pastors all across the country to literally just declare a dependence upon God and to lead your congregation in prayer, repentance, and in reliance upon our Almighty Creator.
Well, yeah, Matt, you know, July 4th, 1776, when our founding fathers issued the Declaration of Independence, they were declaring independence from Great Britain, certainly, but in the text of the Declaration of Independence, they were also declaring dependence upon God. They referenced the laws of nature and of nature's God, and they point out that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, liberty is certainly under assault right now by this arbitrary and capricious Supreme Court ruling that is not rooted in the Constitution, not rooted in our history. And so now it is time to overtly issue a declaration of dependence upon God, who is the creator and the founder of these United States of America, frankly.
Well, Chief Justice John Roberts said in his dissent that this is an opinion of five lawyers that impose their own will and not a legal judgment. That's his words, five lawyers imposing their own will and not a legal judgment. If it's their own will and not a legal judgment, then what is it? It's the opinion of five individuals. He also says that it has nothing to do with the Constitution or the court's precedent. Well, they're sworn to uphold the Constitution, and if it has nothing to do with the Constitution, which he is correct, and nothing to do with the court's precedents where the court has previously issued opinions regarding the Constitution, then what authority does it really have? Five lawyers with their own will imposing upon 320 million people not a legal judgment having nothing to do with the Constitution, nothing to do with the court's precedent, then I think it comes down to it's a lawless decision. If you say five lawyers plus imposing their own will, plus not a legal judgment, plus having nothing to do with the Constitution, plus having nothing to do with the court's precedent, what does it equal? It equals a lawless opinion. It equals an opinion of five individuals that does not represent the rule of law. And consequently, clerks around the country, government officials, and others like them that are charged with issuing marriage licenses are the first to be targeted. We represent Casey Davis as an example of such a clerk in Kentucky who is refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses. Molly Kreiner in Texas, who's refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses, and who have stated that they cannot respect the lawless opinion. They have to respect the Constitution. They have sworn an oath under the Constitution to protect it and follow it. And if this opinion of five lawyers, which Chief Justice John Roberts says has nothing to do with the Constitution, then they have to respect and follow the Constitution, which is the oath that they ultimately declared.
Well, amen, Matt. And, you know, in his letter from the Birmingham jail, Martin Luther King very famously declared, quote, "One has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws." He says, and here he describes what we're talking about. He says, "A just law is a man-made code that squares with the moral law or the harmony with the moral law." Well, I can think of nothing more out of harmony with the moral law than this twisted and oxymoronic lawless decision. And that's what we're talking about here. This is lawlessness by these five lawyers on the Supreme Court. It is out of harmony with the moral law. And, you know, people talk about civil disobedience. Well, what we're talking about is obedience to God, a declaration of dependence upon God and obedience to Him. And when our government officials are in disobedience to God necessarily becomes civil disobedience.
Yeah, our highest respect for the rule of law requires that we not respect an unjust law. In fact, that's from Martin Luther King Jr. in the letter from the Birmingham jail. That's exactly what he says. This particular five-person opinion conflicts with higher law, conflicts with revealed law. It conflicts with our natural created order. And Chief Justice John Roberts said, "Just who do we think we are?" And that's a quote from the Chief Justice. Who do we think we are, he says, when these five individuals think that they have the ability to literally wipe away an institution that has been in existence through millennia of human history? This is not an American institution. It's not a statutorily created relationship. It is what it is, and consequently, five individuals cannot look at reality and ignore it. And if they do look at reality, then what are we going to do? Pretend that their reality is real? You know, their view of the world of five individuals is the reality despite our own senses, our own understanding, our own intellect. We're going to just follow them like the Pied Piper? I don't think that we should do that. And I don't think that history suggests that we should do that. You know, now's the time for each of us to stand up and be counted. We're calling upon pastors now to declare dependence upon God.
Well, Matt, there, you know, these five radical leftist justices, these lawyers, their view of reality is out of touch with reality. We cannot join in with something that is not reality. And this idea of same-sex marriage and imposing same-sex marriage upon the rest of the nation when tens of millions of American citizens exercise the constitutional process, defended the institution of marriage as between a man and a woman, did so constitutionally. Now, we need to point out here that they are subject to us. We, the people, are the sovereign in the United States. And so these justices are out of harmony with the Constitution. They are the ones that are engaging in lawlessness right now, and they are out of touch with reality. We cannot pretend along with them that same-sex marriage is a reality.
So the real question is, are the American people going to pretend that the reality of five individuals is real? Yeah, this particular opinion is so far off the path of the Constitution, so far removed from reality, that we cannot pretend that it is representing the rule of law. These justices have only the authority given to them under the Constitution, which they swear to uphold. And if they make opinions that have nothing to do with the Constitution, then it really doesn't affect the rule of law. It's not the rule of law, and we shouldn't pretend that it is. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Liberty Counsel is a nonprofit ministry. We have offices around the country in various states and affiliate attorneys around the United States. And now we are being, in addition to all of the other resources and services that we provide at no cost, we're being stretched thin by this particular situation on marriage. Clerks from around the country are calling us, or others from around the country who are now being targeted for discrimination because of their faith on this issue. And we knew it was going to come. Now it is here. We need your prayers more than ever for protection and for wisdom. But we also need your financial support as well. Please join us in supporting us as we stand behind these individuals who are being directly affected by this opinion of five lawyers. Call 800-671-1776 or make an online contribution right now at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.